Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
Episode 22, 2023. I've been thinking a lot about what to talk about today. My mind has been blank, but I feel like manifestation, since it's the second day of the second month of a new year. And number two, numerology stands for your soul purpose and your divine life's purpose, as well as harmony, balance, and love. So manifestation is something I would like to talk about. I've seen the book The Secret, and I've listened to so many people talking about manifestation, the hows and whatnots and everything in between. And I feel a little like Joseph Smith looking into different religions, wanting to find the real one, because some of the things that I learned contradict each other. But I like to say some things that I think actually work. And I'll start with prayer. It has to be on top. Even though sometimes it's like my favorite Garth Brooks song, Unanswered Prayers, because some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. It might not be the best manifestation technique because you might not get what you want, but what you need. And you might not want what you need, so yeah. Next, a manifestation diary. I bought one. I dedicated it to manifestation, and I wrote in it. And looking back, a lot of the things I wrote actually I got. But I used it with a set it and forget it. And I forgot it so good I didn't use it for a year. So I need to dust it off and get at it again. One other thing I tried was using a clear crystal quartz and programmed it at my third eye chakra. That was not a very good one. I felt rather stupid actually trying it out. But crystals for me hold an essence, and I love using them for other things more than this. But you can also just hold it in your hand and just set intentions with the crystals. I just love holding crystals in my hand and being around them, but you can use them for manifestation. Set it and forget it is a technique. Visualize it, hold the intention, send it up, and leave it there for the universe to bring it into your reality. It is an interesting thought, but the thing is, you need to be crystal clear and then be on the same page as your subconscious. Because if your subconscious wants different, let's just say that I'm still waiting for results on this one. And sometimes it's hard to just forget and move on and leave the control to God or the universe or whatever is helping you. But this thing is cool. Speaking out loud, using your voice and its vibration is more powerful than you think. Jesus talked to diseases and they left the bodies that they were in. That is how powerful words can be. Most of the time, I write my dreams down, and I speak a lot inside my head, but saying the words out loud can be an amazing tool and experience. Jesus calling out to God in Gethsemane, I think he used his voice, and I believe Enos used his voice in his mighty prayer. I also believe Joseph Smith used his voice in the grove. So using the actual vibrations of your vocal cords are powerful. Tony Robbins talked about affirmations versus incantations and how he used incantations to alter his biochemistry and ultimately himself. Use as many feelings and senses to make the incantation more powerful. And the thing is, sometimes you need to change you to prepare yourself for the blessings you're looking for. I love the change I'm going through. It's been healing on so many levels, and I'm starting to enjoy the journey more than only focusing on the goal. I just need to share this song I'm listening to on my headphones right now. Park Yin Young just released his first mini album as a solo artist. He's normally a great actor and part of GOT7. And there is this track called Sleep Well, Chal Chal. I just love it and I can't get enough of it. It's a slow one, but absolutely beautiful song. So check it out. If you have more ways to manifest, let me know. There are so many out there, but these were the ones that popped into my head writing this. Play around with it, because one of the lessons we need to learn while on this earth is to have joy. Joy has a high vibration, and high vibrations are like magnets attracting things and drawing them to you. Well, that was all for today, so be the light, share the light, spread the light, and shine.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.